From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is bound for India. The President and First Lady Michelle Obama left this morning aboard Air Force One. NPR's Scott Horsley reports they will attend a state dinner and a Republic Day parade before returning home next week.
Obama is the first American president invited to attend India's Republic Day parade. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's invitation came as a pleasant surprise to the White House, where it was taken as an opening towards growing cooperation between the two leaders and their respective countries. Beyond the pageantry of the parade, Obama and Modi have serious business to discuss, including climate change. India is the world's number three carbon polluter, behind China and the United States. The U.S. hopes to help India in adopting cleaner forms of energy, even as the Modi government tries to extend electricity to 300 million Indians who don't now have it. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
Obama's trip to India is being cut short. He had planned to tour the Taj Mahal Tuesday, but the White House says he'll travel instead to Saudi Arabia to pay his respects following the death of King Abdullah. Alabama state officials say they'll fight to preserve the state's ban on same-sex marriage. As Troy Public Radio's Kyle Gassett reports, a federal judge has sided with a lesbian couple legally married in California and seeking recognition under Alabama's second parent adoption law.
In her ruling, issued late Friday afternoon, 6th U.S. District Judge Jenny Grenad found that the law, known as the Alabama Marriage Protection Act, did not convince the court that restricting same-sex marriage served as a compelling state interest. Her ruling cleared the way for Carrie Searcy, who was legally married to her wife, Kim McKeon, in California in 2008, to adopt the 9-year-old boy the couple has raised together since birth. Lawyers from the Alabama Attorney General's office have voiced their disappointment in the outcome, requesting Judge Grenad to put a hold on her ruling, pending the outcome of the same-sex marriage cases currently before the U.S. Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Gassett in Montgomery, Alabama.
ExxonMobil has been fined $1 million for a pipeline break in 2011 that fouled the Yellowstone River. Montana Public Radio's Eric Whitney says the company's also settled a civil lawsuit related to the spill.
The spill dumped an estimated 63,000 gallons of crude oil into the Yellowstone west of Billings, Montana, killing fish and wildlife and requiring months of cleanup. Federal regulators originally proposed a $1.7 million fine. ExxonMobil challenged claims that it could have done more to prevent the accident, and the penalty was reduced to $1 million. On the same day the penalty was announced, property owners along the river said the company agreed to pay them $2 million to settle their civil lawsuit. The actions came 1 week after another company's pipeline spilled an estimated 40,000 gallons of oil into the Yellowstone, about 200 miles east of the ExxonMobil accident. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Missoula.
And you're listening to NPR News. Tens of thousands are protesting in Yemen today against the Shiite rebels who've taken control of the capital amid a power vacuum. The rebel Houthi group seized control 2 days after Yemen's president resigned. The fate of two Japanese hostages held by the so-called Islamic State group remains unclear. The deadline for their ransom has passed. Militants are demanding $200 million. Japan has refused to pay but says it's not giving up on winning their release. Although the major U.S. stock markets finished lower yesterday, Steve Beckner of Market News International reports the week as a whole was bullish.
Since late last year, stocks have struggled. Worries about a slowing global economy and suspicions that share prices may have gone too high triggered waves of selling. But Wall Street got a reprieve this past week. Stocks were already on an upswing when the European Central Bank supercharged the rally by announcing an ambitious program of bond buying. The ECB's launch of a $1 trillion-plus quantitative easing campaign triggered a decline in bond yields and an upsurge in stock prices. Despite Friday's setback, the Dow is up 0.9% for the week. The S&P is higher by 1 2/3%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ climbed 2 2/3%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Chicago Cubs Hall of Famer Ernie Banks is being remembered today as one of the greatest baseball players of all time. Banks died last night at age 83. President Obama says Banks was known as much for his optimism and love of the game as his home runs and back-to-back Most Valuable Player awards. I'm Giles Snyder.